there's one important part which we haven't touched upon yet at all, which I would like to say a few things.
Good.
Unless you have some questions still to what I've said so far.
No.
That is the relationship to numerical integration, which is has come up only relatively recently, and which could, I mean, I feel in the long run be quite important. Also gives a new outlook to digital signal processing ideas about what you can do. It's another area of application of digital signal processing to numerical methods. And the point is, in numerical integration, again, you have stability problems, which means an algorithm for numerical, these are also algorithms for numerical integration, can be unstable even though the system, underlying system, is stable. Relatively simple situations where this can occur. So one must make sure that numerical algorithms are stable. Secondly, and that is an issue which I have probably first anyhow been mentioning, which has not been taken that seriously before, is what I had said so far concerns still the ideal algorithm. So if you have infinite precision, it may be unstable, even if due to discretization in time, let's say. But the other thing is that you have these numerical inaccuracies due to finite precision. They can also cause, we know that in digital signal processing can cause trouble, therefore they also can cause trouble in numerical integration, which people have not done anything about practically, because also the mathematicians didn't know how to approach the problem, how even think of it. It's a very intricate phenomenon, which is highly nonlinear phenomenon. So it's not really accessible to strict analytic theory. But one cannot ignore it altogether, especially if one wants to have very, very large computational procedures, like one needs in field computations, multidimensional systems, partial differential equations, in which one may, for complicated problems, have to compute days or weeks, perhaps even months, for complicated problems with extremely fast computers. And because the size of the problem is can easily be gigantic. And then if that same program runs for a long time, a massively parallel computer, if something goes wrong once at one place, you must make sure that it's not destroying the validity of the entire computation. And I call, that's the kind of thing I call the robustness. So robust, when I call robust, it's not what, for instance, control people call robust, although all robustness problems are related somehow. But I mean, all is the difference in behavior between the ideal and the actual algorithm. That's the point. And how get, how can you say anything about it? How can you make sure that your algorithm is as resistant against these disturbances as possible? That's what I call the robustness. Anyhow, for a long time, I had been thinking one should be able to use the wave digital ideas to numerical integration. In the one dimension, that is in a sense obvious. We start from electric circuit, or Kirchhoff, I should say Kirchhoff circuit, because the essential thing is that it's the Kirchhoff laws are valid. So the, but the whether it's electric or not is is really irrelevant. So we start from a Kirchhoff circuit, and which is a physical system. And we build an algorithm that behaves essentially like that original circuit. And therefore, it solves the differential equations that describe the system. In that sense, a wave digital filter, even if it doesn't filter, but doesn't have the filter, of course, it's a filtering property. It's just, it does really the numerical integration. So whenever you can represent a system by a Kirchhoff circuit, whether it's mechanical or whatever, then you can apply to it the ideas of wave digital filtering, and you have an algorithm that integrates the original differential equations and does this in a way that has all these good features, these robustness features and so on. Because if the circuit was passive, it will remain